All right. Welcome to another edition of Shabbat Lounge. This is Matt
and Jake over here.
Coming to you live, or not live, pre-recorded. Live, we are live right now.
Right now we are.
Yes. And we want to thank you for listening to us. And we pray that it's beneficial and uplifting to you. And Jake, how do they find us?
You can go to sabbathlounge.com, or you can go to Podbean, or the iTunes, or the YouTubes, or many, many other things. Just search Sabbath Lounge, you'll find us.
Yep, pretty easy to find us. But recently, we had an event happen in the place that we live.
That would be Texas.
That's right, and we are proud to be Texan. Jake got here as fast as he could, but he's here now.
I'm here now.
And we had this thing and this weather event, which you may have heard about. It seems like the whole country was talking about it for a while.
Yeah, it was very Pennsylvania-like.
Yes, and it was quite a week. You know, I talked to another guy that I work with who's also from Pennsylvania, and he's like, you know, this is exactly why I left that part of the world. I hate it, and it happened here, and I hate it.
I was saying that a couple times. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So when it comes to the things that happened, I wrote a post called Global Not Warming. Of course, climate change is real. So it's kind of a confusing title, really.
I'm confused. Why don't you explain it
so, to us a little? So this is a graphic from 2003. And so it kind of looks very similar to the graphic that we recently saw that happened in Texas in 2021, where you... So bottom line is the science part of this. You have the jet stream that goes around the globe, and from time to time it has these oscillations in it where it dips down, and it can dip all the way down into Mexico. And so we saw it in 2003 and again this year.
Wait, you're telling me that this has happened before?
Yes, it has. It's not new. And so that was kind of where I started with this, is I got so tired of hearing, this has never happened before. This is a 100-year freeze. And they've said that almost every time, but I'm like, how many times can you have a 100-year freeze? And there's some things that, you know, you should research along this path. And I'm a weather nerd and have been my entire life. You know, some things about weather is, you know, we didn't have modern instruments from about the very late the end of the 1800s. Is where you start seeing instrumentation. So before then, we don't really know ambient temperatures because we didn't measure them. And so, you know, really, yes, if you are really young and listening to this, you're like, well, that's like a long time ago, man. Yeah. But in the scheme of Earth history, it's really not a very long time to know some weather.
Right. But so, you can gauge... certain weather patterns prior to the instrumentation just by how people lived. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at when ice skates were invented.
Yeah.
That's an interesting story if you have not looked at that.
I have not.
Well, look it up. It's interesting.
Okay, I will. So, you know, so a lot of people are talking about we're using too many fossil fuels. You hear these cries of global warming. And but wait a minute, it just got really cold, Jake. And so they changed it to climate change.
Right. In the 70s, it was global cooling and an ice age was coming. And then that didn't work. So in the 80s, 90s, they said, okay, well, that didn't work. So global warming, it's getting warmer.
Yeah.
And then that didn't work. So they're like, climate change. Then we can be right every time.
Mm.
It's the disprovable theory, undisprovable.
yes. And so I put a lot of links to where I got the information here. And one of the things I did is I started Googling wild winters, wild weather. And so it didn't take very long. I was looking, one of these was from the Texas Panhandle, but you see these crazy snowstorms, like a 1957 blizzard, 11 people die. 30-foot drifts in the Texas Panhandle, 10 to 20 inches of snow. I mean, sounds pretty miserable. The Great Ice Storm in 1940, it broke power lines. lots of trees down, and then the 38 blizzard, known as the 84-hour blizzard. I mean, that sounds terrible right there.
Mm-hmm.
Sustained wind of 77 miles an hour supported and reported in Pampa at midnight. True whiteout. And then the 56 snowfall. And then you had 1905. It's interesting. That's a tie. So February 1905 and December of 1978 and 79. See, I remember that one. So the average high in this cold wave was 21 degrees and 20 in this one. The average low was 4 and the average low was 5. And the average temperature was 13. The max cold was negative 2.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this just to me goes on and on. Had a negative 43 wind chill in 1905 and a negative 45 in 1978. So, you know, if it happened, you know, that's really not that long ago. You know, I'm sure this has happened here before. And it keeps going. In 64, there's a blizzard. In 71, there's a blizzard. And then in 83, there's an outbreak. I remember this
that
one,
that involved
too.
A monkey, though. Yes. Oh, no, go ahead.
In Sean Connery? Is that right? No, I don't know. So. Maybe not Sean Connery.
Maybe Pierce Brosnan.
Maybe they should have made that one. It would have been a good one. A monkey and Charles Connery. Conway?
Tim Conway, right.
Yes.
So, Doof does outbreaks.
Yes. But in 1983, you have an Arctic outbreak. You have 7 days below zero, 9 record days, 13 below 32. So that one was a pretty bad one for sure. I do remember that. And then a 1999 winter storm, 50,000 lost power for days, all travel ceased. So is this climate change? And I argue, yeah. Yeah, the climate changes.
Yes, it does.
And is it man-made? No, I don't think so. Is it God-made in this case? Yahuwah, Yahweh? Yes, I do believe. And so
He controls the weather.
That's right.
He does.
And so I started looking at, well, what causes this? Well, this grand solar minimum. And so there are links to this lady right here. She wrote a couple of links about the grand solar minimum. And she said will lead to terrestrial cooling. And so I looked at this and, you know, this is not just some Joe Schmo, no one out there just writing random junk. This is from the U.S. National Library of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health. Now, Jake, do you think that sounds like a thing you've heard of before?
That sounds like a legit development.
It does. And so she writes about that. And if you want to geek out, go for it. You certainly can, because it's kind of long. And so anyway.
Yeah, I think it's pretty well documented that they there are solar cycles, mm-hmm. and solar activity probably has a little bit more to do with the state of the climate than the vehicle I'm driving.
Yeah. And so she just goes on and on, you know, great length in two articles. So there's two links. So, all right, let's move on. And then I also cited a bunch of sources here. So it's not like I just wrote a bunch of random stuff and threw it up there on the internet. And so, and I will say the reason I do this is be cautious. Some of you have gone to platforms like Gab and these other things, and sometimes being on that is great, but sometimes you do need to hear some dissenting opinions, because sometimes the truth's in the middle. If you only just hear the left side of a story, if you only hear the right side of the story, I mean, sometimes you need to hear both to understand the truth is somewhere in the middle often.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, where the facts of the left-hand story and the facts of the right-hand story kind of align, that's probably where your truth is. Mm-hmm. And all the rest of this stuff is kind of fringe.
And we're not talking about Torah related matters in this, for sure. You know, this is just general news politics kind of thing, for sure. So and I think if you study, go down the Torah path, you realize the only truth is the word.
Right.
Everything else is
especially very questionable. Nowadays, it's so hard to find someone that's saying truth. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to test and check like crazy to find a true source.
Test everything.
Test everything.
So in the previous post, I basically said climate change is a real thing, but it may not be what you're thinking. And so this winter was very problematic for energy-rich Texas. And so there's a lot of people that, you know, don't like Texas and don't like our energy and that we have our own grid. And people have said, this is the Russians. This is China.
The Chinese.
They've got a weather machine.
China, yeah.
Yes. They're making, you know, it, and that's the alternative energy. It's all them windmills. And I think that there's a possibility that it'd be okay. Maybe, yeah, maybe there's some truth to all of those things. But I still think Yah is in control of this planet. And
also, it was a weather event.
Yes, yes. And that's what I'm saying. He's in charge of it, and yeah, he made the weather happen. And, you know, I do not want to be guilty of giving glory to man instead of giving it to glory to, you know, to him.
Right.
And I think that when we do that, sometimes we don't even realize it, but we're giving the Chinese and the Russians a lot of glory, because if they did have some machine and think they did something, that, you know, you are giving them glory and they're patting themselves on the back going, yeah, that's
pretty
awesome. Yes,
we are very powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep saying that.
Yeah.
And they would, none of that would happen if his blessing and he allowed it to happen if that was true anyway.
Right.
So, and so when I came to the conclusion, I came to the following thing, is that natural gas wellheads and natural gas lines are not insulated properly. So I need to back up here a little
back
bit.
Back it up,
so,
Matt.
There's a post that's published right here. So you can go look this up. There's a link to it. Outages and curtailments during the Southwest cold weather event. And this happened in 2011. So the state of Texas said, we need to study this and make sure electricity does not fail in Texas ever again.
You're saying this happened only 10 years ago, man?
Yes, only 10 years ago. And so they came to the conclusion that they need to winterize a bunch of stuff.
Hmm.
Shocker. And they came to the conclusion, hey, it does get cold here. And they came up, you know, this was the exact detailed plan of how to freeze proof gas wells, other energy producers. And once again, this is another document that you can really geek out on, because I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So, it shows you how power is derived and how, you know, the flow of this power but it lays out great detail. You know, this is 347 pages of graphs and charts and what happened in 2011 in Texas. So, and they came to the conclusion that it would cost just under $2 billion to fix it. And Texas went, we won't fix that. We don't think that'll happen again for a while.
Fix that.
So that proved to be unfortunately wrong for everyone. And so they looked at, but like I said, this is a very nerdy article, and you kind of have to be like,
Interested in finding stuff.
Yes, not everybody probably wants to read this, but you know, it showed how these pipes froze with gaps in insulation, and you know, they had makeshift tarps trying to keep the wind off of things. So, and that happened in 2011. But anyway, you know, look at that if you really want to find a lot of detail. And so they came to the conclusion that natural gas wellheads weren't insulated. They froze. The wind turbines, same thing. Nuclear power plants, $2 billion. So that's all here. And so that was in the 2011 report. And then here's some things that happened in 89. In the 89 event, it was really cold, basically, and they lost power. Hmm. They lost the ability to produce power. And so in this report, it talked about that. It talked about in 2003, the same kind of thing happened. It suddenly got cold and they needed more energy. And I have some different quotes in here. So anyway, all I'm saying here is that in 2011, they came up with a plan of how to fix it. They knew how to fix it.
And then did nothing about it.
They knew what was wrong. And so to sum it, to wrap it all up, there's one other thing that I should have to say in here. So I've seen a lot of people talking about this. So a lot of people, so these are the direct sources. So, first or primary, what we'd call primary sources. And so the state of Texas wrote a letter to the department, the acting secretary of energy, about, hey, we need to violate EPA guidelines because we got to have electricity and we're going to go over our limits. And so that's basically what this letter says. You can read it in detail. It's really not that long.
More power. They needed more power.
Mm-hmm. And the Department of Energy writes a response back. And so I heard a lot of people saying that it was all wind. They're saying that the government denied Texas help, that they wouldn't let them produce power. I don't believe it happened exactly that way. This letter basically acknowledges when you get to crisis mode, you can produce power. But the kicker is you have to sell it at that rate right there, at $1,500 per megawatt hour.
And what would be the... Something interesting to me is, so what, the feds say I can't, I'm doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm. What are they going to do?
Yeah. They're going to fine you for trying to save lives?
Yeah, that's a good point. And, so this also meant in Texas you can have variable rate plans. And it meant that all the people on the variable rate plan, their price of electricity skyrocketed during this time. And
yeah,
we're now hearing reports that people owe $15,000 first off, I'm like, how do you already have your electric bill?
Yeah.
This thing just happened. It's been, we're a week out from it, basically.
Yeah. I haven't heard specifics. I guess I assume that was estimates, like people are going to have to pay like $10,000 electric bills. Mm-hmm. And then I heard something the other day about these variable rates, they're scalping people. And it's like, who gets a variable rate on their electric? Because who chooses to do that?
Right.
That's like getting a variable rate on your credit card or something. Mm-hmm. It's like, they're just going to jack it up mm-hmm. at some point.
Well, I heard the sales pitch for sure before from a guy that came around and did that. But nobody ever thought that variable rate meant that you could have a $15,000 electric bill 1 month, I think people thought, two, three times. So there's definitely going to have to be some reform with this and some things. They're going to have to put limits or percentages on it. And it's a big mess. And because it was so high, the cost of it to the power companies was high. And some of them may be going bankrupt because they can't afford it. So, So anyway, it's a big mess, and they're trying to unravel it, and politicians are involved in politics and money. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I challenge you to study weather and climate and know what weather and climate really is, what they are, what it says, and how these cycles work, and just be armed with the facts when people come at you with global warming thing. So do you have anything else to say about all of this craziness?
Well, on the variable rate thing, I think, this kind of weather happens, as we discussed, over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like every time there's an out of place storm like this, that variable rate thing always bites people, and then it's a big news story about how people are getting hosed by the variable rates. And so even that isn't a new thing. That's been going on for some time. And Yeah, and the other thing is, it's funny because everyone's like, oh, this is the coldest it's been. It's breaking records. It hasn't been this cold for 20 years. And I'm like, so it was colder 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure why you're even bringing it up.
Right, yeah, yeah. Well, and it just took a quick, just 5-minute Google search to find out all these different things of some really bad winters, and some of them aren't that far away. You know, 2003, 2011, you know, and 2021. Yeah, all those seem fairly recent.
Yeah.
So, you know, and when I've been rewriting some content, and I had to write some things for weather and climate, and I wrote in there about, you know, every 5 years in our part of Texas, we see a really hard freeze. And then about every 10 years, we have a big event that happens, and the cold sticks around for several days, and it changes, you know, sometimes everything gets shut down for a few days, and, you know, that does happen.
Yeah.
So,
and we've always had a saying in Pennsylvania, in like a lion, out like a lamb, or in like a lamb, out like a lion. And that's has to do with how severe the winter is going to be. And usually if it's really bad at the front, it's, you know, mild at the end. And I think this year we've had a pretty mild winter down here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not really, shouldn't be that big of a surprise that it went out like a lion.
But what's interesting is when you do the math on this, the numbers for this year, it will be a cold one just because of that one event.
Right.
It dropped the average. They said it dropped the average 2 degrees or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a pretty significant event for sure. So anyway, not claiming to be absolute expert on it, but we do believe that there's a lot of lies about global warming being perpetrated, and a lot of talk of putting our government and other people in these crazy climate deals. And, you know, you got to follow the money on this stuff. There are people that are making a lot of money on convincing all of us that these things are real, and you got to do some carbon sequestering and all kinds of craziness.
Yeah. And maybe look into how many, fossil fuel plants, quote unquote, were shut down based on green energy policy of prior administrations, you know,
mm-hmm.
and how that might have affected things also.
Yeah. Yeah. And how hard it is to build
right.
additional power plants. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, it's very difficult to get more online. But in the end, too, all of this, too, showed us, Jake, how reliant we are on electricity. And it's like we can't even function.
Yeah.
And people literally died in this event without electricity. And I'm like, well, what would have happened to people 150 years ago?
When you didn't have central heating mm-hmm. and all that stuff.
And unfortunately, I'm sure people did die.
Yeah.
But.
Well, they probably had smaller houses that could mm-hmm. be heated with a wood stove.
Yeah.
A lot easier.
Yeah. Yeah. And they weren't so reliant on all the modern conveniences.
Right.
So we definitely have a lot of people we know that have stories of survival but we survived. We're here.
Yeah.
And we are very thankful for those things, and especially the modern conveniences of modern life. So. But anyway, just check those things out. You should study global warming and maybe have some answers, because, you know, people around you are coming from a perspective, and it's not about always proving people right, but it's good to arm your children, if nothing else, so that when they hear this nonsense, they'll have some good understanding that it is nonsense.
Right.
Other than we accept that the climate changes, because I do believe that piece is true. Call it climate, call it weather. There supposedly, I used to teach, there is a difference. Climate is long term, where weather is short term. But anyway, just check those things out. And we appreciate you taking a minute to stop by and listen to Sabbath Lounge. Any Jake, any final thoughts?
Nope. I think we covered it. We covered everything there is to cover.
That's right. And more. Well, thank you for listening to Sabbath Lounge. This is Matt and
Jake. Signing out.